Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. We are here in Orlando, Florida at the annual Legata Summit. And with me right now, Steve Dawson. Steve is the founder of the St. Paul Street Evangelization Organization, and he also serves as national director. He's been featured on this program a number of times and on EWTN, Catholic Answers Live, Radio Maria, and Sirius Satellite Radio. You got a book out. I finally got a book out. And it's full of stories, which is what I like.
Yeah.
Stories of conversion and witness. Steve, great to have you here. For people who may not remember our previous conversations, just briefly, what do you do at St. Paul's?
So we're St. Paul Street Evangelization, and just like the name implies, we do street evangelization. Yeah. We take the Catholic faith to the streets. But instead of just the narrow idea of street evangelization, we are also engaged in training and equipping just your everyday Catholic to evangelize, to share the faith. We're being an inspiration to Catholics, teaching them and showing them how to do it. And then we take everything we've learned about evangelization, how to do it, how to share the faith in simple and effective ways, and we take that to the streets, and we just are bringing Jesus to the entire world. So
this book is full of stories of people who have met Christ or entered into full communion with the Catholic Church as a result of your work. And when did it start?
Yeah, so we've only been around since 2012.
Yeah.
I had a powerful conversion about 10 years ago. I was discerning priesthood, religious life. I entered the Franciscans of the Immaculate. And it was through that process of learning the faith and my discernment where I heard the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe, how he would just go out into, every time he left the friary, he evangelized using the miraculous medal. So he would hand out the miraculous medal to random people that he encountered in his daily life. And that was an inspiration to me. I thought I could do that, you know, because handing out the miraculous medal is kind of breaks the ice. Because, you know, imagine you're in the grocery store and you're in the cereal aisle and you look at somebody who's picking out some tricks, Trix is good for kids cereal, and you turn to them and say, "Hey, can I tell you about Jesus?" You're going to get a blank stare, and it's going to be very awkward. But you can take that same person and say to them, "You know, I felt inspired at this very moment to offer you a gift, a miraculous medal. Would you like it?" And usually, in my experience, the person will accept it. That opens up the door.
You're giving them something concrete.
Yes.
So it's not so open-ended. They're not necessarily anticipating, oh, this is going to get deep, this is going to get, I don't know where this is going. What they know here is, oh, there's a medal.
Yeah.
I take it. Yep. He gives it to me. Now I can run if I need to.
Right.
The transaction has occurred.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah. And very often, I mean, most of the time, you get a pleasant reaction. They'll say thank you very much.
Yeah.
And but sometimes it opens the door for conversation.
Of course.
God just blasts the door open. Somebody will say something like, "Oh, I used to be Catholic," or "Oh, my boyfriend's Catholic. I was at a restaurant and I offered the waitress a miraculous medal, and she said, 'Thank you so much. My boyfriend's Catholic.'" And boom, door is open. I said, "Well, what about you? Have you ever considered becoming Catholic?" And she said, "I have, you know, but I don't agree with all of the teachings of the church, like on abortion." So I just simply told her, "You know, you believe in God, yes. Well, from the moment of conception, you have a new human life. And it's not up for us to decide who lives or who dies." It was very simple. And there were some other friends of mine at the table, and we all kind of gave our 2 cents. But it was very pleasant. We left. I thought I'd never see her before or again. I hadn't seen her before either. And but I went back to the restaurant, and she recognized me and said, sit down. "I have to tell you something. That day that you gave me that medal, I had just found out I was pregnant. And I was seriously considering having an abortion. But I knew that God had sent you to me to be a sign for me to keep my baby." And it was, she opened up her jacket and she was pregnant, and that baby's alive. And it was that experience and others like it where I realized that two-minute conversations with a person that I had never met before, yeah. God could use those conversations to open up doors and to blast His grace into the conversation, and it was just off from there, and the Lord shows up but we have to be willing to put we have to work with the Lord.
So how many people are involved now?
It's hard to get an exact number because not everybody's on the books. But we have 200 teams.
And around the country?
Around the world.
Around the world.
So most, over 95% are in the U.S., but we have teams in the U.K., in South America, Japan, Europe. And so 200 teams. So each team is at least two people, but a lot are bigger. So we have... between evangelists and team leaders and just people who want to support us financially, benefactors. I mean, thousands are involved at this point in just 3 years. So
it's amazing how this caught fire.
Yeah.
I remember when you began, and I loved it from the start because it made it easy for people to get involved. Mm-hmm. It didn't require a whole lot of study. Mm-hmm. It just required a willing heart. And I think that's a good place to begin.
Yep.
People can always go deeper, but the important thing is to get them moving.
Yep.
Because even God's not going to steer a parked car. So if
that's
they're
right.
in motion, you want to cooperate with it. Mm-hmm. Now, the book that's now out, Catholic Street Evangelization, Stories of Conversion and Witness. Tell me a little bit about the stories in here.
Yeah, well, it starts with my own story, my conversion experience, and it tells, it starts out with a high-speed police chase. I was a wild child, and at the age of 13, I thought it would be a good idea to take out my dad's car and to see how it worked. First time I ever drove, and I found myself face to face with a police officer. I was in a parking lot, and he was looking at me, and I was looking at him. My head was barely over the steering wheel, and he followed me and eventually decided to pull me over, and the adrenaline was rushing. I didn't want to get in trouble, and I laid on the gas. So it goes from there to worse. I was worse, and I just was out of control. But my mom, while I was baptized Catholic, we didn't practice the faith, but my mom met Father Hardin, Father John Hardin in Detroit, and he discipled her back into the faith. And when I was at my most out of control, he came into our lives, and they prayed me back into conversion.
What did you think of Father Hardin as a kid? By the way, what year is that? Do you remember? I'm just trying to put where I was
90s.
At the time.
It's got to be because Father Hardin died in 2000.
Yeah.
And, his processes of canonization has been open.
Right,
and
right.
He's a servant of God right now.
He and I met in 1991, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, and actually, speaking of Legatus, he was, I know, involved in Tom Monahan's life as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, but I was, while Father Hardin was alive, I was not having what he was offering.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I mean?
Okay.
I was, my mom.
So that was your mom's thing.
It was. And she was like, I thought she was a radical. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now I'm the radical.
I was going to say, she was. She was a radical.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all called to be radicals, you know. It was through Father Hardin's prayers, I'm convinced, and my mom's prayers and all her friends, she would get them on board to pray for me because I was out of control. You know, if I didn't have a conversion, I would be dead. I'm convinced I would be dead now. Yeah. So the book, the point is the book starts there and it takes you through that that story and to my conversion, and then to the fact that the Lord flooded me with grace and just in His mercy and drove me to really research, because when I came to first to a belief in God, I did not want to be Catholic, Al. Right. I'd have much rather been a Buddhist or something like that. You know, Buddhist is cool. You know, Catholic is, oh, man, that's the religion of my mom, old ladies, you know. But just intellectual, I mean, I just had to take where the evidence led. I had to follow that if I was going to be intellectually honest. And it led to first to Christianity, then to the Catholic Church. And then from there, the book goes through my story to the founding of St. Paul Street Evangelization and how it spread throughout the country. And then it features different evangelists from around the country. So we have the story of Uzi Mendez, right? Uzi is his nickname. He's named after the machine gun, right? Because he was a gang leader in Chicago. He led the Latin Cobras, and he was shot 9 times. And he ended up on his back in a hospital bed for months, and what he did is he picked up the rosary, started praying it, and now he ministers in Chicago to the gangs.
Wow.
He has no fear, right? Mm-hmm. Ed in Las Vegas, who evangelizes on the Las Vegas Strip, it talks about his story, and he was in college and was living for the pleasures of the world. Mm-hmm. And one day he was managing a restaurant, and some thugs broke in with a shotgun and a crowbar and bashed him over the head. And what happened was, is at that moment, God gave him a grace to say, Lord, if you can get me out of this, I'll give my life to you. And they were asking him to get into the safe. You're dead if you can't. And he didn't know the combination because he wasn't the head. But he said, Lord, and they gave him one more chance. And he went up to the safe and he turned it one way and he turned it the other way and he turned it again and boom, it opened.
Whoa.
The Lord performed a miracle for him, and they smacked him on the head with a crowbar. And from then on, he was the Lord's. He performed a miracle to save his life. So we go through the stories of our evangelists, and the Lord has sent us evangelists who have great stories.
Yes.
And that's part of evangelization. Sharing. When I evangelize, I share my testimony.
Yeah.
So the book has the testimonies of our evangelists, but also the testimonies of those who they've evangelized. So it's a really powerful book, and it's for every Catholic. Yeah. It's not just
the gospel
for,
has the two sides: what God has done for humanity,
yep,
and what He's done for me. How He's applied that to me. That's you're talking about the gospel in both cases. Mm-hmm. One of them is the objective presentation of the work of Christ, and then the other side of it is the subjective way that He saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's very exciting, and the book just came out, huh?
Yeah, this is a pre-release copy. It's actually set to be on shelves on February 1st, but you can order it today. And, it's called Catholic Street Evangelization, Stories of Conversion of Witness and Witness with Ignatius Press.
Yeah, this really has potential to change. Again, there's so many great things going on within American Catholicism, but this has the potential of having a mass effect.
Yeah.
So, no pun intended.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah. Steve, thanks you.
God bless you.
We'll stay in touch. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Steve Dawson is, again, the founder and director of Catholic Street Evangelization. His book is finally out. It's a collection of stories of conversion and witness, beginning with his own story. I'm Al Cresta, and we'll be back in just a moment.